Hello Infendians, this is Lewis here with a pre-show announcement. We had the benefit of having Harrison back after a long hiatus. Unfortunately though, during the odd recording process that we did for this show, we lost the second half of his audio. So although all three of us were there for the duration of the full recording, we didn't have him for the second half, and so the show has been edited with that in mind. And so obviously there won't be any gaps, but some of the conversations have been lost. With all that said and done, I think the show still turned out pretty well, so I hope you enjoy.
Infendo Radio is on now.
Welcome to Infendo Radio, the best Nintendo podcast on the English-speaking internet. This is episode 335. I'm your host, Lewis Pugh, and joining me tonight, we have Harrison Milfield.
I'm back!
And Colin Crompton.
Hello, hello.
On tonight's show, we have a two-part structure for you. We're going to kick off with what we've been smashing, and then finish off with a feature called The Future of Amiibo.
What we've been smashing, I hope it's not living thing.
So yes, this is our newly renamed section, probably just for this week. But I believe we've all been playing Super Smash Bros. For Wii U.
Yes.
What are you talking about? I've been playing it. What else wouldn't we be playing right now?
Exactly. Actually, I think this is a good time as any. I mean, I'll do a little follow-up of the situation of my 3DS, because I was about to say, obviously, there's the options for Smash on the 3DS. But I'm still 3DS-less. I sent off my 3DS a couple weeks back. And, I mean, I heard that you had quite a good turnaround. You're going to get your system back within the week and so on. And so I contacted the Nintendo Repair Support. And I found out a sad tale of woe. I mean, it's not too bad for me, but the big bad news is...
It got sent to North Korea, didn't it?
No.
Not getting that back.
No, but of disastrous of epic proportions, their repair center burst into flames a couple days.
That's right.
Yeah, a couple days before my 3DS arrived. So it was actually a... It turned out to be a good thing that I was a real lazy sod and sat on my 3DS for quite some time. Because apparently if that wasn't the case and I did get off my bottom and posted it off straight away, I may have not had my 3DS and thus I would have lost my at least my save data, it sounds like.
If it's any consolation for you, Lewis, I mean... Who knows, maybe your 3DS will end up in the Nintendo World Store next to that first Game Boy from the Gulf War.
Yeah, well, apparently my 3DS has been confirmed to be safe, but the sad news for me, at least, is because of the situation with their support center, there have been up to 3 to 4 week delays on all returns, and they're not accepting new returns currently, and I was also sent an email a few days afterwards saying, really sorry, but it's very unlikely you're going to get your 3DS this side of Christmas. Please do accept our apologies. However, with my 3DS and my portable game of Smash away, we have now been given glorious HD versions of Smash Bros., which I'm very happily playing.
For everybody who doesn't listen, you know, when we plan the show, we just email each other back or go through Twitter or... Well, I'm surprised we haven't done texting through this right now. I'm not sure how charges are for overseas, but I digress. It just, technology has not been kind to us lately. First, my laptop's GPU and logic board crapped out on me, so my 8-year-old MacBook Pro gone, so I have no way to record or find any way, and thankfully Justin was able to give me some options, but thing is, turns out a bunch of these recording devices can't record anything more than 4 megabytes, and... What we record on here is much larger.
Yeah, a little bit more.
Unless I had 5-7 different iPhones, I could do that. Like, here, let me switch to this one. But, and then, Colin, you said yours was going through something bad, wasn't it?
My plug died for my laptop, so I couldn't charge it, which is pretty bad. So, yeah, that's why we ended up having to skip an episode, is because there was, you know, schedule conflicts and two of us are out with technical issues, and
I'm just hoping you guys, and Holly had mentioned this, that you guys are explaining my absence. Hopefully you guys mentioned the truth of it instead of me being kidnapped by, I don't know, it's whatever. But yeah, I'm just glad to be back. That's it. Just until I get a new laptop, I'm probably going to be here for maybe once a month.
Yeah, I'm curious. Is this sort of a Mushroom Kingdom-esque or Hyrulean-esque kidnapping?
It's more of a
pretty much the same, isn't it?
More of a, yeah, a combination of that, just without. I escaped, so that's the thing.
that's what counts. So in the real world, with us and our copies of Super Smash Bros. To the Wii U. So obviously over here in the UK, we've only had this game a couple of days now. But Harrison, when did you pick up your copy?
I picked mine up on the day of release, and thankfully, my boss scheduled me the day before for a week shift, a shift on the Thursday, so I had all day to play Smash, all day, and, just to share as much to, after what I've heard, after watching, you know, once we saw the information from the Smash Brothers 50FX extravaganza, the thing that I had to say from it, whatever, and after sitting down playing it for about what seemed like 10-12 hours, which, of course, my milestone on the Smash Brothers said, you played this game for 10 straight out, like 10 hours. I'm like, okay. But I definitely, just the short of it right now, this is the definitive version of the two. And I'm sorry, my 3DS version, I've just been neglecting it for the last 3 weeks because of this, my anticipation. But I did get that, and, well, little side story right now. I know we've got to talk a lot about this game, but I pre-ordered mine through Toys R Us, and Toys R Us was doing a free amiibo deal if you pre-ordered the game. Ooh. The week of release, I get an email from Toys R Us saying, there's a problem with our shipment, so you may not be able to get it on the release date. And I typed in the Twitter, Toys R Us Smash Brothers pre-order, and apparently a lot of people around the country got the same email, and some were saying that they were going to be delayed by a week. And I brought my pre-order slip, whatever, to work on Thursday. I was like, okay, I'm going to go there, assess the situation, investigate. I get an email about in the afternoon saying, oh, it's coming. Don't worry. I'm like, thank goodness.
So do you know which free amiibo you're getting?
Oh, which one I got? The free one I got was Samus, and I assumed the whole store was just, taken out, whatever, by that time, whatever. But then again, it was a weekday, so some kids were in school or whatever, classes, and got in there around, 11 in the morning, still stockpiled, and I noticed the Marth ones were sold out, and I was like, oh, boy. So I got that one, I looked in there, I was like, saw the Link one, I was like, you know what, got it. So I got two, and I almost had an accident, basically, while opening up my amiibos, though. I got my game, put it in my Wii U, and I was like, I'm going to open up my amiibos. Be careful opening that packaging, because of the plastic on there. There's this little opening at the back once you get the side where hangs on, the hangers, whatever. I open it up. As soon as I open up, my amiibo flies up into the air, and I don't have carpet. I have hardwood floor, and it goes in the air, and I'm sitting there going, oh, God, that's going to break. And it hits the ground, and I just close my eyes, and it's still intact.
Hey.
And this is not the worst part. I did it again with the other one. I did it again. I was safely, but it still did the same thing. Yeah. But which ones did you guys get?
Well, I haven't actually picked up any yet. I mentioned this before we started recording, but I've got the digital version of this game. I took advantage, partly out of curiosity, I just wanted to see how well it worked, but I did the preload system, which this is the first game Nintendo's done it on, and it worked surprisingly well. I actually managed to play it a couple of hours earlier than midnight. But I've not got any amiibos yet. What I've done, amiibo is one of these things currently where I think it's a bit tricky to justify going out and buying a bunch, but what I think they'll be perfect for are the little gifts, especially this time of year. So it's also this time of the year when I get my wife will be asking from her side of the family, is there any little things you want, my folk can get you. This year, I've just said, get me some amiibos. So I'm hoping I'll get.
You're thinking what?
Yeah.
Exactly true. But I'm hoping for a sprinkling of amiibo this holiday. And it's gonna be a win-win because I've not had to go out and buy any yet, but I'm gonna be able to play with them.
I mean, well, any specific ones would you want to get? I mean, I know that the ones that were shown at E3 that when we saw them, like, wow, these are just detailed, whatever. But then we realized when they're mass produced, they're not gonna look as good. And then the photos of the Marth amiibo showed up, and just his face looked like something you'd, let's just say somebody dubbed him a meme, and just instead of Marth, they called Mirth.
Yeah, I think the more simpler design are the ones which kind of look the best in the amiibo form. So I think, like, the characters from the Kirby series, they look cool. I'm trying to think what else now. Because obviously the other problem is with the more human-esque proportioned ones, they're the ones which have those weird coloured stands as well, like the holders, which don't look great. I mean, I've not seen one in person, but the photos of them make them... Not as ideal.
The Link one has a bit of a yellow plastic stand to, you know, hold him up because, you know, he's kind of in the air.
Yeah.
But the Luigi one's the weirdest one because it's the stand's kind of going up to his crotch, so it looks like he's resting himself in a block of ice, and I'm like, that looks uncomfortable.
Yeah, I've also heard the Captain Falcon one. His column is placed precariously as well. So yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, in the pre-production ones we saw, like the post E3 event, I thought the Peach one looked really awesome with, like, the amount of detail she had. But I don't think hers looks quite as good anymore. Because again, it's one of the ones which did have a lot of detail and which is now being a little simplified. So I think if I just went out and got one, it may seem a bit boring, but I think Kirby probably looks the best. He's just very, very simple in design.
Well, yeah, because it's Kirby. I mean,
exactly. Just, yeah.
So
yeah, how hard can it be to
do a pink ball with some sticking out feet? But I'm looking forward to testing him.
I haven't actually leveled up my amiibos that much, but I saw how quickly you could actually level them up. I tested it out with like a 8-player Smash, which, my goodness, it has changed everything in my living room as far as, like, a party game comes in.
So how many people have you actually managed to get on the 8-player? Is it 8 actual human players, or...?
I've gotten 4. I've gotten 4 and just 4 computer players, but most of the time, it's just me and my roommate versus 6, and we usually crank up the level around 4 or 5, like, the level up to 4, like, level difficulty up to 4 or 5. And, I mean, we tried it out at 7, could barely get maybe 4 or 5 stock off the computer players, and we turned it down a little bit. But that's... It changed everything as far as how chaotic it can be. And yes, it's very hard to especially see a bunch of those characters in those large stages. At times, you're kind of losing track of your one character, despite the fact that you'll have, like, okay, 1-player icon or 2-player icon on there. It's just, it's maddening, but also it just brings a little bit more excitement to a series that's already been chaotic.
Yeah.
But I also note, I did not get the GameCube adapter. I when I picked up the game, I was like, I'll pick it up a couple days later. And I tried looking everywhere, and they were sold out. And word of mouth is, from a rumor, is Nintendo's not going to produce them, not anymore at this, well, yeah, not anymore, but at this moment. So...
Yeah, I've heard that rumor also. Yeah, so I'm not sure how true or not that holds, but... yeah, if you want the GameCube adapter, go out and buy one ASAP if you can.
Yeah, because on eBay and even on Amazon Marketplace, they are triple or quadruple the price right now.
Yeah, I'm not really too surprised. However, I mean, I've been playing with just the Pro Controller, and before I got the game, I was thinking I'll play it with the Pro Controller for some bit if I feel I'm missing something by not having the GameCube controller, I'll go out and buy the adapter. But I think the Pro Controller works really well for this game.
I agree. A buddy of mine who was, like, playing with it around, whatever, and I said, like, how do you enjoy it? He's like, I actually do. I just miss the fact of actually playing it on the GameCube controller. But this is the thing that disappointed him, and I think I mentioned this when I first got Smash on the 3DS, is he likes playing on the D-pad. And at that point, I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to map it on there. So he's just so frustrated that you can't play on the D-pad, because I guess when he played Smash in the GameCube, you could map the movements onto the D-pad with the controller options, but, like, yeah, changing controls? You can't?
No, I think you can, yeah.
Yeah, I know in the Wii U version you can't, but on the GameCube version, I felt like he was lying. I was like, no, you can't, because that D-pad on the GameCube controller was just really small.
It was tiny.
Yeah, it's like they ripped it off the current one on the GBA at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was true, yeah.
Oh, it was? Okay.
No, it got
carried over, yeah.
The gamepad's not too bad as far as playing. I thought it would just really lose my, as far as my precision when it comes to playing, because, you know, you have, like, that space in between, you know, your face buttons and your analog stick. But I've actually gotten through quite a few higher difficulties in event matches just because of that.
Yeah. I mean, the main problem I've had with the gamepad itself, I had to turn the rumble off, because it was killing my hands. Because every time you land a hit, it's like, ah! I was like, ah, no. So, I've had to switch it out, because my hands, I lost feeling in my hands after a while. It's like, this is terrible. But,
Also, I think the fact you can play it on the gamepad screen is like another nail in the coffin for the 3DS version. Because it looks so good, even on the small screen.
That's right.
Compared to, like, the 3DS version, which looks good for a 3DS game. But I'm just surprised how well the Wii version holds up on the gamepad screen.
I mean, the only problem is it's you have to learn how to adjust your eyes when you do like an eight player smash.
Oh, yeah, I've not tested it that far.
Because
Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, going through, you know, just some single player modes and so on, casually playing it, I don't think it's any of those involved eight characters on the screen.
It's a bit overwhelming when you look at it, I mean, because you thought... Because when Sakurai had mentioned that the 3DS version was going to have more content than Melee, at that point I was like, oh wow, this is just so much for a handheld, and played through it, and then you get the Wii U version. There's so many modes that you can do. Half the time I don't even know what to do. I mean, first I got it, went through solo to get some trophies, did all-star mode for a little bit, but then you're like, I still have Smash Tour, Crazy and Special Orders, event matches, stadium mode, and even online, which, by the way, first day that I played online, I mean, I assumed the worst, because it's a nightmare that Brawl was for online was.
Yeah.
For the first few, like, five, seven hours, I only had one hiccup during a match. That was it.
I've had really good experience so far.
I have, too. I mean, there have been, anytime when I play, like, late night with, like, friends, I mean, I'll... Probably like 8 times out of 10, I will probably get a smooth match, and then there will be some that are just really laggy.
Yeah, I think we had that first direct about this game, and they displayed the Wii LAN adapter.
Yeah.
It's like, go out and buy this for, you know, best performance. And I did. I hit up on Amazon and I bought one of those things. And, I've had a really good experience. I'm not sure how much of anything's got to do with me having that LAN adapter. But almost all my games have been pretty smooth. I've had the odd bit where it gets a bit slow, but unlike on the 3DS version, I've not had it where it actually kind of freezes the game for any period of time. So that's been pretty good on my side. But again, I've only had it for a couple of days yet. The other thing I've been enjoying is... some of the new local co-op modes. So basically any of the stadium modes and most of the kind of single player modes in general, you can now play with a buddy on the sofa.
Yeah, and you can actually get trophies quicker that way.
Exactly, yeah. And I've always thought that would have been a smart idea kind of when doing like more single player grind type stuff. It works really well. And I like the new co-op events as well. Although apparently they were in Brawl, I just never bothered to play them, apparently.
Yeah, I think they were, yeah.
So, yeah, are there any, like, particular modes that we've played that we've either been, like, pleasantly surprised with, or...?
Well, I mean, the only thing I was going to say about the 8-player, you know, Brawl is... That's the first thing I did. I was like, I've got to see how this handles, you know. I played it just on the gamepad. And, the first time I did one, I thought my eyes were going to bleed. Because it's just so much happening, and it's just like, you have to really, like, learn to just narrow down your vision to just the screen. Ignore your periphery entirely. It's crazy. But that was my first experience to game, and
I've avoided fairly large, like the extremely larger stages for that one, because the one stages that I usually work for are Big Battlefield, Windy Hill stage from Sonic Lost World, which surprisingly is probably one of my favorite stages in the game at the moment, next to Orville Assault. It's just I don't know, I'm just really well how designed this is. I mean, just as far as detail, yeah, this is running on weaker hardware to the competitors that Nintendo's going up against, but still, this is still a pretty ass game.
Well, it's super smooth too, and it's fantastic. I'm amazed by the detail, the effects.
Faster than Brawl, though, because again, Sakurai mentioned this is in between Brawl and Melee.
I think it's definitely faster than Brawl. It's definitely closer to Melee, but I don't think it's as, you know, Melee was quite reaction based. You had to be very on your toes all the time. I don't think this is the same, but yeah, it's definitely improvement from Brawl. Brawl just felt super slow.
Yeah, you definitely saw that Sakurai was going for the casual market with that one.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, sorry, it went a bit quiet on my side, because I just wanted to jump into the 8-player Smash and test out the Great Cave Offensive. Because I know I questioned Holly on that on the last episode, and I realise I've not actually tried it myself. And for the curious, I mean, there are moments where the camera does pan around slightly. It's not always fixed. However, even on largest TVs, the characters do look pretty tiny when it's zoomed out all the way.
At that point, you're just like, if you're on a couch with your friends and that kind of stage comes up, you're just like leaning forward trying to see your character a lot better.
Yeah, so if you actually have 8 people around the TV, I mean, I don't really even want to know what size TV you need for your people to actually stand out.
You have 8... No, we have a planned date to actually... Well, obviously, I can't do that right now without the GameCube adapter, but if that is the case, we already have a planned date to actually do that, and I fear for my TV at this moment right now, if it's going to be like things are going to get thrown at it if somebody gets upset. But I did try out I haven't tried out the Great Cave Offensive, like that stage. But thing is, like, my roommate would be, if I'm off to work, he's off during the day, he'll play around with it, whatever, earn some trophies and earn some more gold. And I asked him one night, we were playing online, he's like, what do you think of like the Great Cave Offensive? It's like, I hate that stage. I hate it. And I was like, it was the one hit kills, the lava pits or something on there. I was like, hate that.
The red zones, yeah.
The danger zones. That's what they're officially called. So the new mode in this game is Smash Tour.
Yes.
So have either of us actually played Smash Tour yet?
I played barely. Roommate played it a little bit more, but we jumped into it and two of my other roommates did as well. And this is just first impression. I haven't played it ever since then, but I kind of found it to be a bit of a bore.
That seems to be the general consensus on this mode.
So I don't know. I played it just by myself, about 3 CPU controls. I thought it was mildly entertaining.
But I will say, though, I was kind of thrown in the deep end for it a little bit because I didn't actually... when it was first announced, I didn't know the purpose of it, aside from being, okay, it's this game board and...
Yeah.
Do this, yeah. But it's, at this point I was kind of confused, but again, it's something I got to test out a little bit more to actually, maybe my opinion will change, but again, this is, I don't know, I mean, let's just say I would be disappointed in this title if this was just the only exclusive mode, well, not the only, if this exclusive mode was the only mode they had in their event matches or anything else, or 8-player smash or out, I would have been...
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Same, I mean, I really wasn't too keen on Smash Run for the 3DS. I actually prefer Smash Tour as a... it just seems like another more interesting way of doing a multiplayer session. I don't like that Smash Run, you've got the 5-minute time limit and it's like, just go mad and find what you can. Whereas this is, you could be a little bit more like strategic with the, you know... I love the Miis as well. When you split the mode, it's like, oh, pick a Mii, and it's like, your Mii comes out all fighting.
Yeah, I do like that. I think the very simple problem with Smash Run on the 3DS, and it's something which could be fixed so simply, is that I think when you start the Smash run, it should tell you what the challenge is going to be.
Yes.
If it's like some sort of running challenge, it should tell you that. If it's going to be some sort of regular brawl, it tells you that or whatever. And then there's at least some strategy involved with what you're trying to collect.
Yes,
and
right,
I think that would change up the game hugely.
Yeah, it'd be a huge benefit. Because there's times where you focus on just, you know, attack power, and it's like, oh, you know, climb the tower as quick as you can.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm going to lose because I haven't got, you know, 20 jump, you know.
Your reaction time to that is just like, I mean, I know that's kind of a part of the game, but it's like, oh, you got to do this. I'm like, what do I do?
Yeah.
You just get a bit of a brain fart. You're like, what's going on?
Yeah. So, yeah, I did play some Smash Tour. Having heard that kind of people's general reactions were it's a very slow game and they thought the rest of Smash was a bit more fun, I set it to the smallest board and said it turned down the turns as much as I could. But I actually quite liked it. I'm not sure it's because I had, like, going into it this...
Low expectation.
Exactly, I had this really low expectations on it. And I think the big problem was it doesn't really explain itself very well what it is, I mean, and how best to actually do well in that game.
Yeah.
But I think the simple thing is you just got to try and collect all the different card suits. And if you try and do that and then, like, try and screw people over on the way, that's generally a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I mean, so I'm actually looking forward to playing another game with that. Now I kind of have at least a basic understanding under my belt of what you need to do.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, the first time I played it, I was like, do I have to avoid the other people?
Yeah.
Do I run into them? You know.
At this point, you lose a match when you meet up with one of them, and then all your stat boosts are just scattered everywhere. I'm like, wow, that's just wonderful.
Yeah. And then, like, Nabbit turns up and nicks them all, and it's like, oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool cameos in that mode as well.
He's on the new Super Mario Bros. Wii or U stage. I hate him so much. I thought nothing of him. I thought he was just a background character, and then I'm like, okay, why am I in his bag? And he's going over the cliff.
Yeah. Yeah, the stage hazards in this game are really powerful. I'm like,
yeah,
whoa.
Ridley being the one.
Yeah.
Ridley is quite powerful. I threw one of my other roommates to play where I was like, oh, let's try out Pyrosphere, and because I knew to expect Ridley on there. And he hated it so much because, like, what do I do? How do I kill him? Like, just hit him. It's like, just hit him. That's it.
Yeah, he's all over the place. It's, Yeah, me and Lewis had a quick online match just before the show started. And, We got wiped out by the springs that come from the side of the screen on the original Donkey Kong stage, and it was just like, where'd that come from? And it just took us out, and it's like there was no warning, you know. They're so powerful, it's ridiculous, you know.
That stage is pretty okay, but it's more better suited like for 8 players.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it was interesting, kind of chasing each other around and killing that stage. It was absolutely huge.
Exactly, yeah.
And Jeff, again, for the curious, probably shouldn't be doing this during the podcast, but I've been playing some more Smash, and I'm unlocking Wario now, currently.
Nice.
I surprisingly unlocked all my characters on the first day, but...
Oh, awesome.
I know, but I thank my roommate for that, because I think he played, like, 30 online matches while I was off to, off to run errands, and I came in there, I was like, he goes off to work, and I'm like, oh, I need 20 more matches to actually unlock Duck Hunt. And I'm like, okay. So I did that.
Yeah, I still think it'd be nice, though, if you connected the 3DS version to the Wii U version, it actually, like, detected that you unlocked those characters previously. And it's just like, okay, here you go. You know, rather than...
You mean I could have avoided that and connected with it, and it would have gave me my characters either way?
No, I'm saying it would have been nice if that was what happened. But it doesn't. You still have to go through the game and unlock the characters again.
Well, at least we still have one other character to unlock. Well, actually, wait for. So.
Yeah, true.
This is true. Yeah, Mewtwo. What do they say? Spring next year, is it? Or was it just 2015 currently?
Spring.
It is spring. Okay. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if Mewtwo is the only DLC character or not. We'll obviously have to wait and see what their plans are on that side of
things. Yeah, Sakurai mentioned I mean, again, he went into detail why Ridley's not playable, and I understood that, but again, part of my mindset, part of my mindset is like, can we just have more Metroid representation? That's just it. But
yeah.
But I know people are like, oh, who else could they get? I'm like, you could get a space pirate, or even one of the, I don't know, but Dark Samus would have worked. I mean, but...
Yes, there's Pit and Dark Pit, so why not?
Yeah, exactly. And, well, then they had mentioned that they don't have plans for other DLC at this time, so... I mean, the only other stage that we're going to get that's going to be through an update is the Miiverse stage. And I completely forgot about this while playing through the game because I knew something was missing in online and was tournament modes.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The missing features do give you this impression of, okay, this game really wasn't, like, wasn't fully ready to be released, but they had to get it out there, you know, and they're just going to fix it later. You know, that's sort of the feeling I get from it. And it's like, I understand why it's out now, because, I mean, they need it out, really. They need a big, you know, holiday game. And this is it.
The first week of, it was the first 3 days of its release in the States. It sold around, like, Smash Bros. Wii U sold around over 400,000 copies, making it the fastest selling Wii U game. So, I... can't imagine how fast it's going to be selling right now in the UK and Japan at this moment.
I mean, there's a rabid fan base, yeah, waiting for this game. And, yeah, I just think it'd be nice if, like... I mean, do we even have, like, a time for the new features?
No, I don't believe so. You could argue that, yeah, the game may have been rushed out because there are, like, features missing... the game itself, the mechanics, the gameplay, it feels, you know, rock solid.
Of course.
It wasn't rushed out like, oh, it's buggy. It's just the fact like there were other features like, oh, we won't have time to get this in.
Yeah, sure. And from that point of view, I'm happy we get to play it earlier, opposed to when all those features are made, then we get to play it. Because we get the core Smash experience currently. You know, we can sit down with a mate and play Smash.
I'm convinced that, like, okay, when development of this game, both of these games started, they had the whole roster set up right before. So there were characters that weren't even interested in games yet. I'm fully convinced that Mewtwo was not part of that initial announcement at the beginning of development. They just, fans egged Sakurai so much about that because...
yeah, possibly. Yeah, I know there's a bit of an outcry when he wasn't in Brawl. People complained and, you know...
Like, that's true.
Where's from Mewtwo? Yeah.
I'd be upset too if Lucario replaced his moveset like that. I would be too.
Yeah, I guess the real question would be, was Sakurai planning for Mewtwo to be a DLC character when he did the reveal announcement for Lucario in it? No, sorry, for Greninja. Which obviously heavily teased a Mewtwo reveal, and then it turned out to be Greninja. So at that point, did he know that Mewtwo would, in fact, at some point get into the game? It depends on what sort of level of trolling you think he's capable of.
A very high level, I think. You know.
This is the man that crushed my dreams of Ridley being a playable, so it's possible.
I think we're coming to a close to our Smash discussion, but before we do, is there anything which comes to mind? Anything we might have missed for now?
Well, I know it's early for you guys at this moment, even though I've had this game for over a week. But you had mentioned how this is much, faster than Brawl and just slightly slower than Melee. I really do feel like this is the game that, you know, Brawl should have been.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I really liked Brawl when it came out, but it also felt like it was being held back by the Wii. It didn't feel like it was much of a jump from Brawl. From Melee, where obviously Melee felt like it had this huge jump from the previous game. This game feels like a sufficient jump as well. Going into it, it looks absolutely glorious in HD, and I think it's one of the few games which actually does benefit from HD when, you know, the camera pans out and you can see and the characters are small, and you can still see the details to them. There's the benefit of HD opposed to, you know, seeing it, being able to see the detail in, you know, Mario's denim.
denim, his stash, you know, anything. Or the perforated metal from Samus's armor, you know, all that stuff. Yeah. But did any of you guys try out Pit's taunt conversations?
Oh, not yet. I've seen some on videos online, but I've not tested that myself yet. Yeah, it's nice, like, the attention to detail in this game. I don't know, I think that's kind of what sets Smash apart from a lot of other kind of collaborations, is that not only do you get to have all these different characters from all these different game series, they don't gloss over those little small details. They'll hide them in different places. And obviously you've got like the trophies, and there's like hundreds and hundreds in this game, where they'll go into even more obscure little facts, details, and just all the various different modes. Although, you know, the game has so many modes, and that many of them we've not really played much of yet. As we said before, there's even more to come. Before we end this little conversation, what are our kind of general feelings towards Smash Wii U? Was it worth the wait, Colin?
Well, I haven't had much time to...
this is true.
...to dig in deep, but from what I've played so far, it just seems like... You get that wonderful feeling when you first play, like, Melee, and it's like... You know, meaty, and you know that like sense of discovery. Like, oh, I'm unlocking loads of stuff here. This is great. You get that feeling again, which is nice. Yeah, I'm really happy with the game, and it's nice to see the you know what the Wii U can do. You know, with this sort of massive battles going on, it's great. There's that too.
Oh, definitely. And I think it's worth mentioning, with all the praise the Wii U version's getting and kind of the bashing the 3DS version's got, I do think it's a credit how much of the Smash experience the 3DS version managed to squeeze in there. And I feel, despite it not having as many modes and features, the very fact that it's got the same amount of characters and like the moves are identical in terms of like... in terms of frames and style and speed. And so it is truly one-to-one. You can train up one game and then play the other and have the full benefit of it. But yeah, I do think the 3DS version will come in handy when, you know, there are like gatherings which aren't at people's houses, like game conventions or whatever. You can pack your 3DS and Smash Bros. And like Smash on the go. The very little time I've had with it, the Wii version has impressed me hugely. I just love the small attention to detail. One of the little things we forgot that... Well, I say forgot. One of the little things we didn't mention, because there are so many things in this, are, like, the trophy shop. I just like how each trophy it seems to have its own, like, packaging.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really nice.
Just, like, small little things like that. I think that looks really cool. And I'm very eager to play more, and especially with locally with friends here. I think we'll move now on to our second and final feature for this evening's show, which is the future of Amiibo. Smash Bros. Introduced the first series of Amiibo figures based across the Smash Bros. Characters. And we know that there are going to be other games, and there currently are some games which work with those same figures. In addition to Smash Bros., Hyrule Warriors has supports, and so does Mario Kart 8. And in the future, we know that Yoshi Woolly World, Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker, Kirby and the Rainbow Paintbrush, and Mario Party 10. And so they're the games we know will have Amiibo support. And so what I thought would be a good idea to talk about for this feature was, what do we feel about what we know of Nintendo's current plans for Amiibo? And once we've talked about that, we can try and to discuss and predict what their next steps may be. But from what we know now, how do we feel about Amiibo? Is it good value for money? Is it going to be a success?
Yeah, I mean, the main problem I have with Amiibo is I'm still not sold on it. I like the idea, I like the concept, but it's just... I don't think the use that we've seen so far, it doesn't seem like that great to me. Although I do find it slightly irritating when, you know, say, like, you get the Link Amiibo, and you play Hyrule Warriors, you get a unique weapon that you cannot get anywhere else. That just irritates me so much. It's just because I'm a bit of a completionist. I like to have everything in the game. I don't like the fact that I've got to go out and buy a figure just so I can have this final item. And I know I'm going to do it eventually, and I'm dreading that day. But yeah, so to me, I don't know. Amiibo just seems like a... It just seems... It's an interesting idea, but I don't think Nintendo's found the right use for it yet.
Okay.
The only way I would be really intrigued to get Amiibo is... Okay, so say a game comes out and it's like, oh, these are the DLC packages. So say, like, the next Legend of Zelda has a DLC set. If you have the Link Amiibo, you get one of those sets for free. But you can still buy it if you don't have the Link Amiibo.
I've heard that idea being flung across, and I agree that would be a great one. I think in order to do that, they would need to have some sort of like Amiibo app on the Wii U, where you would click on that, and maybe you just get some sort of deal from each unique Amiibo. And I mean, due to the sort of characters which are going to be Amiibos, I'm sure they could tie like a virtual console game to each. I mean, there'll probably be NES titles opposed to things above that where they start getting priced more and more. But I don't think that would not make sense for Nintendo. I don't think that would lose them money. I think, if anything, it would just, you know, show off the virtual console more, get people actually going onto it and downloading things and like looking at what else is on there. Yeah. I think that'd be a really cool like extra perk. So not only do you get these little features in the game, you also get this classic game.
Yeah. Well, the problem I have is, say, like if you get the Villager Amiibo,
yeah,
he doesn't have had a classic game associated to him.
That's true, yeah.
So would you just get like a discount on the Animal Crossing game, or?
I mean, they could do something like that, or it might be that they could just do something which is like tangentially related, like they could have like Balloon Fight is where I was going, yeah, because they'd have references to that in Smash Bros. As well.
That's right, yeah.
But I think what we also need to consider here is, I think there's been some like misconceptions of what Amiibo is or how it's going to work going forwards. Whereas like all the Amiibos that have been announced all have like the Smash Bros. Tag on them, and so they're all part of the Smash Bros. Series of Amiibos. Yeah. And so that suggests later on down the line there will be other series of Amiibos which are tied to other specific games. And what they've also said is that currently these figures can only read and can only write to a specific game back and forth.
It just reads it as a code, essentially.
Yeah, so I'm going to lock something in the game, but nothing gets written on the figure back. And I feel, going forwards, that should be like the big advantage.
Yeah.
They need to expand that. And so you could raise up a character in one game and then see some sort of benefit. Not necessarily from unlocking something special, but you could then import that character and he would be at that level on that other game. Finding the right games to use that is going to be the tricky thing.
That'd be the tricky part, yeah. As I say, there has to be that a game where that character is, well, it doesn't have to be in the game, but something related to that character has to be, just so you can see the transfer of data and think that makes some sort of sense.
Yeah, maybe they could have like some sort of special mode in Mario Party, because that is a game where you get lots of different characters involved.
Maybe.
So maybe there can be some back and forth between that and Smash Bros, or that and like future sports titles. But I think that's probably their best approach. But it's going to be interesting to see what they do going forwards. The other angle was also that they've said the 3DS is going to have Amiibo support in the future. So we know the new 3DS comes with the NFC reader built in. And apparently they're also going to sell some sort of like adapter for old 3DSs,
as we call them now. Fantastic to buy.
Yep. There's no release date on that yet, I don't believe. But I think it's safe to assume that when that comes out, they're going to update Smash Bros. For the 3DS, because even in Japan, that has no Amiibo support yet, even though they've got the new 3DS. So I assume that will get a software update, and then we'll see some, obviously, new titles coming for the 3DS, which will take support of Amiibo. So knowing that they've made up a new device which has that built in and adapters on the way, do we have any ideas what could be like the next game after Smash Bros that will use Amiibo on the 3DS?
So instead of thinking what's next, well, quite retroactively put Amiibo, say like Mario Golf, Mario Golf World Tour.
Yeah,
that'd be quite good. You know, if you could put the Link Amiibo down and he pops up, or you get to play a round of golf against Link, or you get some.
That makes sense. Link on the Links. I'm pretty sure that's happened in one of the portable games, or is it just name references? I'm not sure now.
It's possibly some name reference, but so things like that, again, like Mario Tennis, basically Mario Sports games would work very well. Besides,
I do feel there's something big in the works, or else why would you go for the effort of putting it on the 3DS?
Yeah, there's got to be something coming down the line.
So my suspicion is, and I've mentioned this a little, I think part of this theory I've mentioned that before, but I think we're due for a new Animal Crossing game on the Wii U. And I think there will either be another new one for the 3DS, or there will be a big update for the current 3DS version. I'm half feeling they might just do another game on the another Animal Crossing on the 3DS, and have some, and then they can do it so you can move things back and forth between both games, or at least benefit both games if you have both.
Generally, I think Animal Crossing has only ever had like one game per system.
That's true. But I feel they might break on it, just because I feel there's a lot of money to be earned by doing another one.
I mean, possibly, but do we really call amiibo useful? Animal Crossing is, say you use your amiibo, and then like the next day, they have a house there. And like you see Link walking around your village, or...
Yeah, you know, he can do like, some that.
You or go it into could... his house, and he could like sell you stuff that you don't get otherwise, and that'd be quite cool.
There's a lot of flexibility there, because they could just do it for like different types of... like. Furniture pack, so you scan in Link and you get like enough like gear to kit out a room in a Hyrulean stuff. There's a lot of different things they could do, or they give you like a texture pack or sounds, or they could just introduce a Link or a Link inspired animal character could come in. There's a whole bunch of different stuff.
They go back to the GameCube game and let you have an NES in your house which plays Legend of Zelda.
But yeah, that's the other route.
But then that doesn't really work with the virtual
console. Yeah, that was definitely before the days of the virtual console. Yeah, there were like at least a dozen or so different NES games, if not more, hidden inside Animal Crossing to be unlocked. They wouldn't do that anymore, I don't think. Looking down my list here. So another thing which is kind of often discussed with Amiibo is that Nintendo should have like a... very central amiibo like universe type game where no matter which figure it is, you put it in and it's just some sort of big adventure like a Skylanders or a Disney Infinity type playground. Do you think this is in the works, or is Nintendo just kind of deliberately avoiding this to do their own approach? Is if there was this kind of action adventure type game, let's say it was free to download, I think it's the best way here, but the only way you can play it is by scanning an amiibo and then that's your character. How would you feel about that?
That'd be actually be quite cool. I mean, it'd just be the it all depends how, you know, how well designed it is and things like that.
Yeah.
I think it'll work. Although I think if you say you only got one amiibo, it'd be like they kind of just like that's you haven't got much choice here. Obviously, that'd be a good thing, because Nintendo would be like, hey, go and buy more. And
Yeah, we even see it with Steel Diver as well, Sub Wars. And so I think the part of if they did this kind of more open adventure game was if they were to do like the Skylanders type approach, there's like obviously certain types of characters which you need to like, you need their abilities to get through this like gate or like go through this particular area to advance the story.
Yeah, that'd be quite a sneaky way of giving the old nudge. And...
Well, yeah, I mean that's kind of the way it is done in Skylanders. So you do need to buy like a certain amount of particular figures to like get through the adventure.
It works, you know.
It does, but how would Nintendo can't really do quite the same approach because they're going to have such a vast amount of different characters unless they specifically said, oh, this area you need specifically Link to get through. They can't really quite go, oh, you know, fire-based characters can do this and water-based creatures can go over the water here. Because their characters are just a bit too diverse for that, I think.
That does bring up a problem.
Maybe they can think of something clever. I mean, I guess even on Smash you can break them down. I mean, you've got sword wielders. I guess technically you do got... I mean, guess Mario could technically be a fire wielder. He's got the fireballs and such. And so he's Charizard. So I guess you could do some sort of grouping there. I guess the real... I've not got this on my list at all, but do we think there's going to be a official like Pokemon amiibo series? So doing what they kind of did with Rumble U, but like on the amiibo platform, with hopefully a better game.
I think if Nintendo want to make a load of money, then yeah.
And I think that would also work well being a cross platform Wii U and 3DS. But go Harrison. Exactly, yeah. That's where the types come in. They put it down to Pokemon.
yeah.
Someone needs to make a new GIF about Nintendo printing money.
But yeah, it'll work. I mean, I can't see why it wouldn't. I mean, if generic, I mean, I say generic, but you know, relatively unknown creatures like Skylanders could do well, a well-known brand like Pokemon's gonna fly off the shelves.
So yeah, I mean, I think like the possibilities for a Pokemon Amiibo series are pretty huge. I think they could do like an adventure type game. I mean, they could even do a more traditional, or plug Amiibo support in one of the traditional 3DS games, seeing as that will have Amiibo support.
The only downside I can see is I can't really see stores accepting the 700 odd Amiibos, because it's like, we need shelf space.
Yeah. Oh, that's the brilliant thing. They do the full 700 plus collection, and then they only sell them to you in blind boxes.
It's cruel. Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, it would kind of almost be a bit like the Pokemon trading card game, having the booster packs.
Yeah, I wasted so much money on them booster packs.
Yeah, no, I do feel if they were to challenge, like, tackle Pokemon and Amiibo, it wouldn't be the full thing, nor would it be a full of any generation. I think they would have to keep it down to a dozen or a couple dozen of the Pokemon, and then thus they would have to make a game around that, or unless they made them like bonuses, like you would be buying like legendaries or shinies of specific Pokemon, and you just tap them and they just unlock in your normal game.
Some person is going to make loads of money. Say, like, if you get like they do like so many shinies, you know,
yeah,
Amiibos. Some person on eBay is just going to like, yeah, I'm going to rake it in now, you know. So,
or yeah, especially if you could like how the Amiibos can unlock as many stuff as they can currently, like amongst different consoles. Like, in theory, you could take your Mario Amiibo to all your friends' different copies of Mario Kart 8 and unlock the different Mii costumes. If say, the shiny Pokemon worked in that way, you could do it as, like, a paid-for-service. I'll give you this, special discount. It won't cost you the full amount. give me half, and I'll tap it on your gamepad. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of possibilities there. I think what would be good to kind of to tail out this conversation is, so we know there are four announced Amiibo supported games, which we don't know what they do yet, and so I thought we could have some predictions of what the functionality might be, or if they might even have their own series of Amiibo, because I guess that is entirely possible. So we'll start with Yoshi's Woolly World. What can Amiibo do in this game?
I think, because this is just like the first generation of Amiibo, I think the usage would be quite basic. It'd be probably, you get a set of a pack of 10 lives or something like that.
True, yeah. We have seen from High Warriors, it can be very
underwhelming.
I guess underwhelming and just non-specific. Like, you just get like a random amount of stuff. Like, you can just be rupees, I think it is.
Yeah, that's right. It can be rupees, it can be materials, any random material.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily a specific thing for each figure.
That's right. So, it's you know.
Okay. Let's, No great ideas for Yoshi, apart from my Link sofa, if I do say myself. It would be cool to see that, like, an alternative version of Yoshi, and especially if you could then also use it in Smash Bros. As a normal Yoshi figure.
Yeah.
As in, like, you can level it up, but the physical figure you've got is the woolen version of Yoshi. So maybe, like, its compatibility is exclusive to the Yoshi figure, because that would make some sense.
Yeah.
And maybe, depending on the level of it in Smash Bros., you can unlock certain things in the game, which, like, extra bonus stuff.
Oh, like a tier, sort of, like, reward system. So yeah. Every 10 levels, you get a new...
Exactly. And reward. If you just start in with the level 50 Yoshi, then you unlock everything that Amiibo figure can unlock. So that would be an interesting way.
That would be a very interesting use.
Maybe we can get like a bonus character in with a, I don't know, maybe there's a, the next game we're going to discuss, there'll be a Toad figure. Maybe you can play as Toad in Yoshi's Woolly World or something, but I don't think we're going to be seeing Link or Samus running around in the wonderful Woolly World of Yoshi. as awesome as that would be.
Look a bit out of place.
Yeah. Okay, so next, Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker.
Well, from what we know, it's quite a small game. Yeah.
It is.
So, I just think it might just generate some. If it can generate random levels, I'm thinking maybe that's what it'll do. Like every amiibo will have like a, you plop it down and it's like, oh, okay, and it just generates a random level. So here you go.
Yeah. Well, I think for that to work, they wouldn't actually be random, but they would be like preset puzzles.
Yeah.
But I think that is possible. I mean, that would be pretty awesome, because, I mean, that's like the best type of content you could get, really. Mm. In that game, it's all about going through these puzzle rooms. So if scanning these figures got you more new puzzle rooms, then I think that would be a good incentive to go out and buy a couple more figures, if you really like that game. Well, how about you, Harrison? Yeah. I think the other thing, it may be, but I'm not going to hold my breath, is that there may be some amiibos which can act as characters. Again, you could rule out most of them. Any of the humanoids you could rule out, but maybe you can like play as Kirby or something random. But yeah, I mean, it'd be nice if there was something like that. I'd be perfectly happy with new stages, but beyond that, I mean, it's a bit tricky to guess what could, you know, what could happen. It's such a simple gaming concept, so I'm really not sure on Captain Toad, but I think it would be cool to have a Captain Toad amiibo. Because he's such a cute little character now, especially now he's been kind of given his own personality. And there also seems to be like some odd connection between him and Luigi now, how they're both like having their own spin-off games and both terrified of absolutely everything which they come into contact with. Exactly. And not only that, they both have lights which they flash on their enemies.
There is a pattern here.
The connections are spooky, if I do not say so myself. Okay, now we move on to Kirby and the Rainbow Paintbrush.
Rainbow Curse.
Or the Rainbow Curse. So what could amiibo possibly do for Kirby? Well, there is a Kirby amiibo, let's start with that.
But I can't see anything beyond an extra... Unless it's like you get like a little puzzle room that you have to like solve a little by guiding Kirby. Because the levels... They do. They're like 2D side scroll levels, aren't they?
Yeah. So well, Kirby games also like their mini games and their extra bonuses.
Yeah.
So maybe it could just like unlock like silly little like little games.
Maybe.
Because yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of Kirby games that I can think of where you could just unlock just silly little mini games. So maybe they will reserve those to amiibos or something for this game.
I don't know. It's difficult because, it boils down to the only real sensible thing I can think of is extra stages, because that's what people will want.
Does seem odd though, because it seems like the traditional stage in this game is actually quite big. So unless it's just like this separate mode where you go through like these challenges, like these kind of like more bite-sized but more trickier. Challenges, and so maybe you could unlock one of those per figure or something.
I was thinking like a stage, right? You say it's quite narrow, walls, so you can't touch the walls, and I don't know.
I guess it could be something really silly, like you know how in like, well, I was going to say in Smash Bros, but just in Kirby games, which aren't this game, when you suck up an enemy, and like in Smash Bros itself, when you suck up another Nintendo character, you gain their ability or at least gain their visual style as well.
Yeah.
So maybe it's something more like Mario Kart 8 where you scan in the Link amiibo and you can play as Kirby but with the Link hat on and his sword. And so maybe they all have like a secondary ability and maybe it's all the same where it's some sort of basic melee attack but it's got the visual style of that character.
But will that mean that every time you want that ability you got to grab your amiibo and scan?
No, I reckon it would be like Mario Kart 8 where it just unlocks then you can choose it from a menu after there. Okay, I think we'll move on now to our last one, which could potentially, I think, be the most interesting.
Yeah,
we've got Mario Party 10, which I think has been a long time coming, Mario Party 10.
It
seems like they went through 1 to 8 so quickly.
Yeah, but then they sort of took a little hiatus and then 9 and now they, I'm just shocked that Mario Party 10's even...
Hope they just go the full hog for this game. I mean, in Mario Party, if you've not realised, if you've not played any of these games, it doesn't matter what character you pick. They have no ability difference whatsoever.
That's right.
So I hope they actually, for this game, actually let you play as the character of your amiibo. As simple as that. Because all they need to do is put the models in the game. There are no different physics. They don't have to worry about if it's a sword wielder or it's a head jumper or it's a whatever.
Yeah,
all they all have the same moves. They all have the same physics. So all they need to do is have some sort of models in there for the different characters.
Well, see, the Mario Party is heavily based in the Mario universe. So some of the minigames have you like doing like ground pound and things like that.
Yeah.
So say you're playing as Link.
I think Link can ground pound.
Yeah, they look weird though. I mean,
he's been karting now. It's all fine. It's
true. That's very true.
Okay. I think they probably will reserve it, but it'll be cool to like. I'm just trying to think. Are there like Mario Amiibo characters which aren't in Mario Party? I don't think we've played as actually Bowser before in Mario Party itself.
No,
have
he's,
we?
He's never been playable character, no.
Yeah, I know technically in 10 you can, like, what the fifth player can play as him on the gamepad,
yeah,
but he's not technically
right.
on the board.
No.
So you could have him. I think it'd be cool again to see Kirby in this. I want to see Kirby in everything, really. So yeah, maybe like the non-humanoid characters, like the silly characters they let you play as in this game.
Yeah. I just think, because in every Mario Party game, there's always a currency that you get, like stars or
that's true.
Funfair dollars or whatever. So I just got
you just reckon it's that.
I got a feeling that you'll get a predetermined amount of currency.
Yeah, I hope they do more of that. And I even hope that they look at the level of your character if they use the Smash Bros. Figures and do something with that. And possibly write back to, even though they said they can't, if it like sticks to the same Smash Bros. Rules where it just like levels up to level 50, I'm sure it can do that without doing something different. So I'm hoping you can level back and forth in some sort of mode. But I also think this game could, out of the four here, possibly have its own series of figures. Because there's enough characters. I mean, I know there's a lot of overlap here.
So you think, like, Dry Bones and...
That too, but I think, like, they'll have a Mario Party version of Mario and a Mario Party version of Luigi. Because the figures would still look quite different, because I think the Smash ones look a bit more serious, where these would be a bit more vibrant colours. Especially that Mario one, I think he looks a bit out of character as well, kind of with the like
the
very mean look and the fireball.
He's like,
whereas I imagine the Mario Party version of him, he's doing, I don't know, some sort of star jump or something stupid.
Yeah,
which is just having a jolly time. But yeah, if they did that, yeah, they could have a couple of extra characters. Like you could have the Dry Bones. I'm just thinking maybe have a Koopa as well. And I'm trying to think of what characters we've had in the Mario Party series out of the core set.
There is a lot of overlap.
Or a Boo maybe.
No,
yeah, I'm not sure what his status is.
He left in... His last one was 6.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm thinking if they do introduce a few more of these Mario series characters, then the games we were just talking above would make a lot more sense as well. If you've got, like, a Boo-type amiibo, then that could work in, like, Yoshi and Captain Toad as well.
Waluigi, that's one of them.
Of course, yeah. Then we get our Waluigi figure.
That's right. I think you put it in Smash and he actually unlocks him. easy.
Now we're thinking.
Yeah. That will be something.
So yeah, I think this wraps up our Amiibo discussion, unless there's anything anyone's dying to say about future predictions or anything we may have missed.
I mean, the only thing I was going to say about like future usage, the upcoming, in quotations, ooh, Fire Emblem Cross Shin Megami Tensei.
Yes. We've heard nothing from that since the original announcement, I don't think.
But I think it would be some little... Yeah. Where is that game?
Hopefully it's just a Nintendo Direct away and we'll know lots more about it.
Possibly.
Not? I mean, apparently it's real, so there's no reason why we won't get a Nintendo Direct announcement whenever, maybe next week, maybe in January, and they just actually finally show some screenshots of the thing and tell us what it is.
I mean, two years, that's a long development time. Well, it's not, yeah. Ish. I mean, they must have something.
It's long enough for us to know what it is.
A trailer, surely. I mean, you know, this is what the game looks like. Oh, great.
At the very least.
But
yeah, I mean, obviously, due to the nature of that game, then you could have two franchises worth of characters in the one series.
I've also the Shin Megami Tensei. It's about, you know, demon summoning and
yeah.
And these demons, their designs aren't like super specific. I mean, they're designed obviously, but I mean, so say you use a Link amiibo, you could have a monster that's based on Link. Also, that'd be really cool. That'd be really cool. But you know, full thinking.
No, that's pretty cool. Anything from yourself, Harris, on amiibo before we go? Oh no, we've not.
Of course.
Okay. What sort of third party series would make the most sense if they Nintendo were going to let them use the amiibo kind of brand at this point? I guess Capcom. I know Sonic has its own amiibo upcoming, but I think that franchise would make a lot of sense for amiibo because obviously how Nintendo and Sega are pretty close these days.
Yeah.
If the next Sonic game, or maybe they would, you know, re-put it into Sonic Boom because it's got the TV show as well. I mean, if the TV show catches on, then the game will do well. And so if there's toys that go along with it, that would make a lot of sense for the people involved. So maybe they would do something around that.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, Sonic, I think he's a...
But it's good for that kind of... For the sort of audience which is going to go out and buy toys, essentially.
True, yeah.
I think that's almost a perfect model to go down.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, yeah, because Sonic Boom's, they said from the start, you know, we're going to aim this at a younger demographic. And, yeah, I mean, they're the ones that, if anyone's going to buy a Sonic Amiibo, they'll be the ones to do it.
Yeah. So, any other thoughts on third party? I mean, it's almost a struggle to figure what third party releases can line up with this. Oh dear!
Very thin, but
we could have a is it Aiden Pierce from Watch Dogs?
Yeah,
you could have be an amiibo.
Although I was thinking,
and
like,
his cell phone.
If they ever Platinum would be good company to approach. Into,
oh yeah,
Bayonetta.
Yeah, that would be cool.
But I don't know. I mean, the sales of 2 haven't been fantastic, so I can't really...
Oh, the game is fantastic.
The game is amazing, but...
I don't know, but I guess the expectations are so low. I mean, not only are they traditionally low on Platinum anyway, but it's exclusive to the Wii U of all things, so I don't know what they were hoping for. But hopefully it's exceeded that, at least.
Hopefully. But I guess we'll see in a few years if they announce the third one, so...
Yeah, so I think we'll need a future discussion around, you know, the third-party situation. Because
yeah.
I think this thought process has really driven that, because I'm struggling to think, what is third-party coming out in the future for the Wii U? I'm genuinely struggling. Not including the crossovers or the collaborations, like genuine just third-party regular efforts. it shouldn't be this tricky.
Oh, this is terrible. I mean, that's the truth of it. I mean,
yeah, we probably won't be seeing amiibos on non-like crossover type third-party projects. They will probably be kept to the things which at least Nintendo has put money towards or is working with.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see what's come out. As a footnote, though, I think it would be cool if Splatoon had some sort of amiibo support.
Of course.
I think they've got some cool characters and. It looks like there's going to be some sort of customizable element to the game. Like, you've got different weapon types.
Yeah,
and
my main concern is if they do an amiibo set for every new game that's going to come out, it's just going to get, like...
Well, yeah, that's the tricky thing, and it will be interesting to see how they do handle it.
Yeah.
I don't think there will be too many, because they're going to want to use, like... as few series as possible, so each figure can have the most compatibility as possible. But yeah, it's going to be entirely up to how Nintendo strategizes it, how many they do actually release. I mean, at this point, all we know is of this Smash Bros. Series. They've not said anything else. That's all we've got to go by. And that's why I thought it'd be cool to have this discussion. But I think that wrapped up the future of amiibo discussion, and with that, the show itself. As always, if you've got questions for us, you can send them to contact@infendo.com. Alternatively, if you're listening on the browser, you can scroll down and add your question in the comments box below. Also, before we go, I thought it would be good to give out our Twitter and Miiverse handles. Mine is Luvsion, which is Leuvsion. and that's for both Twitter and for my Nintendo Network ID on the Wii U. And Colin?
Yeah, me. So Twitter is Hylian/IdeanBard. It's all one word, so Hylian Bard. It's spelled how it sounds. My Miiverse handle is Cole1990. COL1990.
Okay, and now you have all that information, feel free to direct your tweets at us, and of course, add us, send friend requests or messages on Miiverse, and as you know, we all have copies of the Wii version of Smash Bros, so if you're up for a Smash, let us know, and I'm sure we'll be happy to oblige in said smashings. And with that all said and done, that does take us to the end of the show. Thank you very much once again for listening, and this has been Infendo Radio.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Catch you next time.